the Parkway is sort of, you know, been one of those things we've been pursuing since giant tree sloths roamed Lake Eola. You know, it's just been sort of this, you know, we have to build this Parkway. And so there's been this momentum. And now with the cost figures coming out and the ridership numbers, the state just produced a rather devastating report that it's going to cost up to 44% more than the other tolls. It's not going to relieve traffic off I-4, which was the main reason for building it. It's basically going to be a commuter road between Sanford and Mount Dora and Apopka. So all these reasons we had for building it, no longer, you know, they don't seem to be what they once were.
You mentioned those ridership numbers, and there was a report that was recently released that showed Wekiva Parkway might not pay for itself since it's a toll road. The money coming in might not pay for the road, even after 32 years. Do you think a figure like that is enough to stop the project?
You know, who knows? They're trying to work out some funding deal with the state, because as it now stands, you know, all these poor folks driving back and forth from Alafaya Trail to downtown are paying for a road they'll never even see, because, you know, that's the mother lode of the toll system, is that east-west route. And so they're using all that money, they're siphoning it off to build these other sections of the Parkway, and this is going to be a very expensive one. It's going to be the most expensive local road ever built.
Well, I think it's interesting if you look at the people who have come out in favor of the Wekiva Parkway. They include financially conservative Orange County Mayor Teresa Jacobs and respected conservationist Charles Lee. These are some strange bedfellows that are coming together on this.
It certainly is. The environmentalists like it because they think that without this parkway, they're just going to eventually eight-lane State Road 46 and turn it into this big sprawling, you know, copy of State Road 436 here in Orlando, and that's just going to go right through the heart of the Wekiva and pretty much wipe out that section of the Wekiva. So the whole deal was to build this sort of elevated road, which cost a heck of a lot of money.
But it will allow species to go back and forth.
Yeah, so it costs $1.8 billion. You got to wonder how many million per bear that is. I mean, we do love our bears, but and I guess we'd have to, you know, throw in a few thousand for each raccoon. But so that's why the environmentalists like it, and there would supposedly be limited access points to it. So there would, you know, there would be limited places to develop, although we know how that goes.
But what about someone who's fiscally conservative, like Teresa Jacobs, coming out in support of what seems to be more and more like a bad deal?
Well, she's in sort of a bind, because when she ran for county mayor, she ran on rescinding toll rates and stopping further increases, and to get this thing built is going to require, you know, consistent toll increases. Plus, they have some bonds they bought that they're going to have to pay off with these variable rate bonds, and those are coming back to haunt them. So they're kind of stuck, and so they're turning to the state to try to help them, you know, build this section of the road. So there's, the state would build this, and the Expressway Authority would build that, and that's kind of where they are now. Those negotiations were supposed to be cleaned up, you know, 2 months ago, and they're still ongoing. So it shows you how the numbers are causing problems.
Mike Thomas, you announced this week that you're leaving the Orlando Sentinel to go work for Orange County Schools. Just want to say good luck with the new job.
I appreciate it very much, Mark. It's going to be an interesting change of pace after more than 30 years in journalism.
Good luck with it.
Thank you.